All right, hello, Mary.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we may be able to move forward with the claim. I just have to confirm. Do you know what age you were when you were diagnosed?
Yeah, let's see. 2018, I was 68, I want to
Sixty-eight. Okay.
I was born in 1950, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And I was diagnosed in 2018, so.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit with our attorney group?
Sure, we can try.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I got interviewed just like I am now, and then the guy told me I didn't qualify.
Gotcha.
But I
But
don't remember the details.
has
He
anyone
sent me a
ever
letter somewhere. I just don't have it.
Got you. Has anyone ever sent you anything for you to sign with your finger on your phone electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail for you to fill out and send back to them?
Oh God, I don't remember.
Do you ever remember signing a packet or signing anything with anyone?
For Roundup, I don't know. I'm be honest with you, I don't remember. With Roundup, I don't remember.
Okay. So no one's ever sent, well, has anyone ever sent you anything recently?
No.
Okay.
There's a
And
letter around here somewhere from the attorney group saying that I didn't qualify, but I can't tell you where it is.
okay, that's fine. But you never signed anything and sent it back to them or mailed it back to them?
I don't recall doing it, but my memory's gone these days.
I understand.
I have another condition that, yeah, and I'm starting to lose, forget stuff, so.
And no law firm has reached out to you recently in regards to this matter, right? Like saying they're updating you on your case?
No.
Okay, got you. And what were you diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
Non oh oh wait, you said dizzy stuff. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Understand. I'm very, very sorry. And
Focused primarily in my spleen.
focus primarily in your spleen. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, just that one.
Okay. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed? You said 2018.
2018.
Do you remember the date? It's okay if not.
No, I don't. It's like June, May, June, somewhere in there. Treatment was in July through maybe September.
I'll
And then
put
I
June
was,
of.
yeah.
Sorry? For now, I just put
Yeah.
June of 2018.
Okay.
And were any of your colleagues or anyone else that you know ever affected by Roundup or anyone else spraying in the house?
No one I know.
Understand. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
I think I was 68.
And how many years have you used Roundup for? Just to the best of your knowledge, doesn't have to be exactly.
Oh God, off and on from 82 to, oh my God, from 82 until, I'd say about 10, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
10,
That was
15
my
years.
go-to. Yeah. I was mostly spraying cracks because weeds were growing up between the cracks and the concrete.
Got you.
But I also used it in my gardening when I had the house. But here at the condo, I have a slab and then a little strip of land. So there wasn't a whole lot of usage of it except for in the cracks.
I see. And you were doing that for around 10 to 15 years?
I was doing, yeah, between the garden and the cracks, yeah, for 10 to 15 years.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
In a row? No.
It doesn't have to be in a row, just a cumulative.
Yeah, more than 10 days, absolutely.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. And are you
I don't
a,
have a landline.
I understand. That's okay. We just like to ask, just to confirm. Are you a
Okay.
resident of the United States?
Yes.
You. And then I just have to ask this next part for medical purposes for the attorney group. I'm going to run through
Yeah.
this. Just let me know if you have anything on this list. I'm going to run through pretty quickly, but just stop me if you hear anything. HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes mellitus, cancer
Diabetes.
requiring.
Hold up, hold up. Diabetes.
Got you. No worries. Any other cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And family cancer of hist or family history of cancer?
Unaware of any, but my dad, I think, had the meso. Was that mesothelioma? I can't even think how to pronounce it anymore.
Mesothelioma for her
He
father.
works with he works for the government, yeah, and he worked in the he was a painter, so he worked around that asbestos a lot, so he got that little lung thing. Mesothelioma, is that how he is
Mesothelioma.
that how, yeah.
Meso.
He said he was. I never saw paperwork. I never saw anything. He just said he was diagnosed.
I understand. And this next part is just personal information about you for the attorneys. Spelling on the first name is Mary, Mari.
Correct.
And then what was the middle initial?
K isn't my middle name is Catherine with a K.
Catherine. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
And are you currently married?
No.
And then what is your current age?
I'm 74, soon to be 75.
74. This very nice. And then can you confirm your date of birth?
April 10th, 1950.
1950. And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can you confirm your social for me, please?
Ooh.
If you didn't want to give the full thing right now, you could give the last four to me, and then when the attorneys reach out to you, you can provide the rest to them, if that's okay.
Okay, I don't like giving my social at all, but it's 4433.
4433. No worries. And again, this is just for HIPAA and identification purposes. When the attorneys go to retrieve any medical records about the non-Hodgkin's, they're going to have to show some form of identification that would, release the records to them. So,
Okay.
and the last four is totally okay, but when they reach out to, they'll probably just ask for the rest, if that's okay.
Okay.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer?
It's advertised all over the place.
Online advertisements.
Yeah.
And when was this? Was this recently, or was this around the time of your diagnosis?
Gosh, I don't know when. It was after, I believe it was after my diagnosis.
Got you. Like a year ago, 2 years ago, just to the best, whenever you would think.
God, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they start talking about it. And I did reach out because I had been diagnosed with the lymphoma.
I see. And that was around 2020.
Yeah, maybe
Or
it
earlier or
was.
after? It's
Yeah,
up to you.
I think it was. I think it was. Yeah, let's say 2020, 2021, somewhere in there.
2020 or 2021.
Yeah.
And then for medical purposes, what is your height and weight?
5'6", and I think I weigh 182.
5'6", 182. And then the email I have on file is bradfordmary@cox.net.
No, take that off. That's wrong.
Okay.
Cox no longer does emails. So it's MSKAT63. Miss Cat 63 at gmail.com.
And then I have Miss Cat, MSKAT63 at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then main phone number is 949-394-7116.
116, correct.
And is that a mobile home phone or both? Just so I'm
Mobile.
clear. Okay, perfect. And then this next part is just about your personal usage with the Roundup. We are almost done here. How many times per month do you use the Roundup, would you say? Like once a month, twice a month, whatever you think you were using it, or how many, whatever you think.
I probably used it twice a month.
Twice a month.
For years, yeah.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah. My diagnosis came maybe 4 or 5 years after I stopped using it, maybe.
That's okay.
Even.
But, your experience, you did have at least a year before being diagnosed of personal usage.
Okay, ask that again. What was that question again?
You did have at least 1 year of personal usage or 1 year of exposure before being diagnosed. It doesn't have to be right before, but at some point.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's
gotcha.
True.
Just to confirm. And then what year did you start spraying it and what year did you stop spraying it?
I started spraying it, let's say, I bought the house in 1982 and did a lot of gardening there. And I moved in 91 to this condo that I'm in now. And here in the condo, I began to use it in the garden area and then in the cracks, the crevices in the cracks.
Got you. And but. And how long was that one? How long were you using it for at the condo?
From 91 to, what did I say, 89, 98, 80, 99, somewhere in there.
And then I have, so started initially using the products at your first property in 1982 and then stopped at your
yeah,
second
and
property,
stopped when
property
I moved.
In 1999?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, yes. So I started 82. Then, of course, I stopped for a minute. In 91 when I was moving mm-hmm. and then started back again probably in I'm thinking it was probably a good year after I well I don't know how I'm trying to remember how overgrown it was. I don't think it was overgrown at all because they sold it. So 92 through 98 99 somewhere in there.
I put 99. Does that kind of sound about okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
And it might have been after that, but I don't remember.
It was either 99 or 2000, you said, though, or you were saying?
I was saying it could have been 2000, sometime in 2000. I know it was, geez, was I 50? Boy, I wish I this had happened early when I could remember stuff more clearly. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Don't.
It's just to the best of your knowledge. We don't, we're not going to hold you to it. You were saying it was around, it couldn't be past like 2000 though?
It
or,
could
well,
be
no,
past
it's just,
2000.
It can, yeah, it could, it could be.
It could be a five, you know, maybe 5 years or so after, but sparingly, I wasn't using it on a regular basis. It's like I go out to the patio and there'd be just stuff sticking up between us, so I'd use it then.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't have to use it again for, you know. It wasn't a regular.
Like on patches, like just if you saw it
yeah.
wherever was needed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So the last time kind of roughly or like heavily using it was 1999?
Probably, yeah.
It's okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
I wore gloves for gardening, but no mask or anything like that. I didn't even think of that stuff back then.
Got you. And where did you apply to and how big of an area was applied to? I know you were saying the cracks and crevices. You said but it was multiple. Go on.
I don't know how big the patio is, to be honest with you. It's I don't really know. It's just a slab of concrete with cracks.
Cracks, crevices, patio, backyard, front
patio.
Yard.
It's not really a yard. It's a condo. So remember, condos, I don't take care of the gardening at all, except for that little patch that they gave me within my fence, my patio fence.
Got you.
So it's just the cracks.
Cracks, crevices, and wherever else needed.
Yeah.
And
in
what
the
state?
Garden sometimes. Go ahead.
Oh, in garden sometimes. And what state did you use the product in?
California.
Garden. California.
your care plan guarantees your rates cannot increase. Your benefit will never decrease. There's no medical exam.
And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, commercial, agricultural, or residential?
I guess residential.
Got you. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it through the home gardening?
Yes.
Sorry if these questions are kind of redundant. Well, I'm just going to get... And how were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
I guess directly. I was spraying it and, you know.
And you did personally spray Roundup, correct?
Yeah, I personally sprayed it.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
I was always present. I was the only one who sprayed it.
Got you. Again, sorry about this. If some of these are repetitive. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Would you say like 25, 50, 100? Just whatever you would say.
Probably 50 at least. I did, as I said, it was heavy gardening at the house, but not so much at the condo.
At the house, probably about 50 times?
Yeah.
And again, if any of these answers change or if you remember anything else, just let the attorneys know when they get a hold of you, and then they can change them from there. But just roughly,
okay.
About 50 times. And did you get your water from a well at either of these locations?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
Agent Orange, no. What is benzene? I don't know benzene.
Benzene is another type of herbicide, I think. But I think you would know if you were using it.
No.
That would have been using other types of herbicides or anything like that?
As far as I know, I only used Roundup.
Okay.
I like the name.
Got you. And it was most effective too. Probably family members were using it too. What type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix, both?
I got a premix. Yeah, it was just premixed. I didn't get a concentrate.
Got you. And where was the Roundup purchased, if you remember?
Ooh, let's see, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, one of those stores.
Home Depot and Ace Hardware. Anywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
No, I can't think of any place else. Those would be my main two places to go for gardening.
And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases or any Roundup in your possession?
Oh, of course not.
No worries. And have you ever smoked?
Yes. Until 2000, I quit January 1st, 2000.
And then how many years did you smoke? Do you remember? It's okay if not.
From 72 to 2000, whatever that is.
28 years?
Sounds about right. 28, yeah, sounds about right.
Got you. And then this next part is just employment information, more personal information about you for the attorney group. Are you currently employed?
No, retired.
Very nice. And have you lost any time from work because of your surgery or related treatment?
No, retired.
Perfect. Even better. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Other lawsuits? No.
Have you ever
filed? I normally don't do them because you get like $3, $2, so I don't even bother. But no.
With mass tort claims, with mass tort claims, you'll definitely get a little bit different of a payout, but with it just depends on the case. Yeah, if it's like a little, yeah. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, if I may ask?
No.
Not you. And other than minor traffic, sorry?
No. No, a lot of time I'm clearing my throat. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I'm sorry about that. Other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And, so next part, this is the last bit. Do you know where you were diagnosed or which hospital you were diagnosed at for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? This is for our attorney records.
I actually was, let's see, I'm still seeing the doctor.
Okay, that's good. I mean,
I was referred to a doctor by my primary care, and that doctor is associated with UCLA, who found the enlarged spleen, which is what caused the diagnosis. I had an enlarged spleen, and so she sent me there to have a check for cancer, and sure enough, it was cancerous. So,
oh, wow.
yeah, I had a lump on my side, but I mentioned it to her, and she just said nothing about it for 3 years. And then, then all of a sudden, she sent me to the oncologist, and he said yes, and we started treatment shortly after.
I understand. And so there was a few doctors that were helping you with this.
No, just my primary care who referred me to an oncologist.
I see. And which, if I may ask, do you know which, where was the official diagnosis from that we can put down?
If I can put you on.
I
Let's
can look it up
see.
too if you wanted me to. If you just know the
I
name of
know
the hospital.
it wasn't, it was, know how to see Dr. Noor. I get to see him next. Oops, I get to see him next month.
I see.
I guess
For
in May.
the non-Hodgkin, like a checkup.
Yeah, we've been doing follow-ups since I had the treatment.
Very nice.
Apartment, blood work. I see his blood work. Let's see. In, oops, come back, May. They give me the address. Dr. Noor. Okay, it's, oh, it doesn't give him the name. It's UCLA Medical. It's a group here in Irvine, and it's, I know that I have the address, but I don't have the name of the group.
Okay. I'll look up the address whenever you're ready.
250 A is an Adam. East Yale Loop, Irvine, California.
Comprehensive Care
IRVIN.
Center of Irvine.
It's what?
Online I found Comprehensive Care Center of Irvine. Does that sound
No, it's UCLA
Dr.
something.
Amanda Binns?
No, Dr. Noor, Noor.
Oh, Irvine Cancer Care Center Oncology for UCLA Health.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And this is where you
That's
were
it.
diagnosed with the
That's where I was diagnosed. They did a bunch of tests and sent me here and there and got all the paperwork. And that's where I was diagnosed. And that's where I had my infusions, my treatments. Chemo was done there as well.
So treatment and diagnosis were both here.
Yeah.
The phone number I found online was 949-653-2959.
You know more than I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just looked up the name and everything. I just wanted to and the address and all.
Basic
I'm sorry.
context, Dr. Noor. Let's see, search for Dr. Noor, Noor.
Dr.
He would
N-O-O-R.
talk. Yeah, I have 949-653-2959.
Okay, awesome. And that was Zora War.
Yeah.
Got you. Zora.
War, Noor. It's a
And
mouthful.
no worries. And does he diagnosed you and treated you as well?
Actually, it was a doctor before him. He's the second doctor at the same facility.
The second
But
doctor was.
he's my current doctor. But
Got you.
he was the my second doctor at that facility. It was a different doctor that diagnosed it and treated it. He's just following it.
And so, do you know the
But
name of
all
the
my
doctor?
records, but all my records are there.
I understand. Do you remember the name of the doctor that was treating you?
God, I wish I did. No, I don't. Start with a C is all I remember. Italian name. I just don't.
But it was out of the same hospital.
It was out of the same facility, same location, same group, everything. None of
Gotcha.
that changed.
Let me, and then just one second while I. And that was UCLA Health Irvine Care Center.
Yes.
I'm going to put the name of your.
You too.
Oh, sorry?
You see Irvine Oncology, right?
I found UCLA Health Irvine Care Center. It's the oncology center.
Yes, the oncology center. Perfect. They're on, like, got a Yale address,
mm-hmm.
right?
250 East Yale.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just one second. I'm just putting this all in. And then for the treating doctor, you don't know his name as of right now?
I can't remember his name, but you guys can contact the doctor if you need to be, if I need to sign something to release that.
Which should be okay. And we have their phone number and everything. Do you remember the date that the treatment started?
I think it was June 2018.
June of 2018. And then, if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life afterwards, either with family or just in any way that you wanted to add?
Well, for the most part, I've been okay. It threw me into diabetes. In December of 2018, I became a diabetic. And I still have lost and not regained my hair.
I'm very sorry. Caused it.
And that's because of the chemo treatments.
Lost hair. So long-lasting effects. Thankfully, though, you are in good hands with Dr. Zawara. He's still taking care of you to this day.
Yes, Dr. Nora is still taking care of me. My appointment's in May. It's once a year now.
And if I may ask, do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yeah, at Dr. Nora's office.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for the NHL? You said there was chemotherapy? Or?
I received chemo.
Gotcha. And if I may ask, when the attorney, was there any other type of treatment? I'm sorry.
No, just went into the center and they hooked me up, and I did have a reaction at first, but then it was okay later.
Gotcha.
The last few were okay.
I see. And it was only chemotherapy.
Yeah, it was only chemo, as far as I know.
I understand. And if I may ask, when the attorney's going to mail you any documents, what is your full address, or where should they mail them to?
209 Huntington, Huntington, Irvine, 92620.
Gotcha.
No street, no north, no south, just Huntington.
No worries. 209 Huntington, Irvine, Orange County, California, 92620?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then before they send me, or for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. We only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period.
The
emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
He does not live with me, but he does not live far from me.
That's okay. Do we have permission to contact them?
Yes.
And then could I just have his first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
His first name is Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N. Okay. What else did you need? He's my son.
One of your sons. And then just phone number.
Phone number, 714-865. 7523.
Perfect. And I have Brennan, that is your son, at 714-865-7523.
865-7523, yes.
Got you. And then before we send out, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you a lot to finalize your claim. I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the questions we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them online or physical, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. If you have any questions about any of the documents you get, you can send me a text or call me. I'll be able to help you out if you have any questions. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. I'll be sending you a text from my personal number, providing you with their number. So you can call me if you have questions about documents or them directly, or just any questions in general. And can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Okay. Yeah. I was just laying down, taking a nap, but I'll be here.
Got you. Yeah. Probably won't
I'll be immediately. As groggy as I am now, but
no worries. It's not going to be immediately. You'll probably have some time.
Okay.
We still have to put this file through QA, and then the attorneys will reach out to you directly. So it probably won't be. Well, yeah. You'll probably have time to take or get a rest in.
Quick nap. Yeah, I just need a power nap real quick because I've been up since 6.
No worries. Do you have any questions before I submit your information? This is the last part for us today, or for right now.
No, I don't.
Okay, just 1 second. The documents are coming through to your email right now. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them.
To my email? Okay.
Either text message or email. If it comes through it's going to come from Jaden at Mass Tort Strategies.
Jaden via DocuSomething.
Oh, yes.
DocuSign. That's you. Okay.
Perfect. And then just click on the documents. And there's going to be a link. It's going to ask you to continue or review and act on these documents. I'll just click next.
Do I have to do that now?
Yeah, we do have to walk you through these. Again, the phone call with them won't be until later, but we do have to walk you through any documents we send you.
Okay, view sent. So I click on view documents.
Yes. And then there's going to be a... I think it's a yellow or like a bright orange start sign, and then it's going to ask you to paste your signature a few times.
It says, please read the electronic record and signature disclosure.
Oh, yes.
I put I agree, continue. And then there's a small type, which I can't see.
If there's any, if you're on a page and you want me to read it off to you on my end, I totally can. Or if you have any questions you want me to...
I can increase it, but I'll be honest with you, I'm tired. I have to lay down. I really have to lay down.
No
I'm
worries.
Sorry. I didn't know I was going to have to go through this right now, but.
No worries. Take your time. You can, I'll wait here. Don't worry about it. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten through.
I'm in the document. I see places to initial and sign and so forth.
Okay, perfect. That should be the last part. Just let me know as soon as you have completed those.
I'm on the phone. Now my phone's acting up. Jesus, Lord. I'm just going to sign this stuff. I can't read it right now. I really can't.
No worries. If there's anything you want me to read on there, you can. If you just wanted to sign it, that's fine. Or if you want me to read any of it to you. Okay. Also, if you want the attorneys to go over with you when they call you, you can do that as well. So it's but if you want me to read anything off to you, that's totally okay. You can also print these documents out later on if you want.
All your initials in the. Adopting an initial. I don't know if this is working. Let's see. Jagandar. What?
Sorry. Sorry?
No, I'm trying to read it.
No worries.
I am just really, really, like, out of it right now. I shouldn't have. Come on.
If there's a spot
I
you want me to read, I can.
Something, but I think I initialed it in the wrong spot. My phone's acting up. Shit. What does this say? I can't.
If you want me to read any part, just let me know.
I don't even know where I'm at in this thing. I was going through the first place thing, and I was saving my signature, and then
is there
now
like
or something.
Oh, sorry? Sorry, was there like a signature bar? Or there's like a next button?
There was a box where it wanted me to put my signature in, and that signature would be used throughout the document. But I don't know. Then my phone went funny, and I clicked it, and I opened someplace else. And I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
I don't even know where I'm at.
Are you
Let's
back
see.
On the documents? I'm sorry.
No. You sent it by email.
Mm-hmm.
Review documents. Message from Sig, please sign. Continue. There's all this stuff, which is
yeah.
too small for me to even come.
If you want me to read it, just let me know.
I mean, I can't read the whole thing right now. I just can't.
I understand.
I just,
no worries.
I
it's
can't.
Basically the
I know.
Summary of what we went over. I understand. I'm very sorry. If you want, yeah, just skip to the signatures. That's totally okay. And if you have questions for when the attorneys call you, they can do that as well.
I can't even. That'd be the magnifying glass to even see part of this. Accepted by client's signature. Okay, it stuck a signature in there.
Got you.
Then, next. What is this? Drug and or alcohol abuse. And for some reason, yes is checked.
Oh.
No.
That I would
no.
not. No, thank you.
But I already, see, that's the problem. I initialed the yes, and it should have been no, because I couldn't see it.
I see. I would definitely not keep that initialed yes. But
I don't know how to take it off.
Is there,
I'm trying to click the no button now, but it's already been initialed, so probably it ain't going to let me do it, I guess.
If it's staying like that, you can just let them know when they call you. I didn't even know that was on there, but that's
so
okay.
Drug or alcohol abuse and or psychiatric something or other.
I would just let them know that that was not.
Okay, then what is this other one? Jeez. Usually I can enlarge these DocuSign documents, but this one I can't.
Is there
I understand that if my medical or billing in reference to AIDS. What?
Is that is the document I sent you, correct?
Yes, the document you sent me on page. I don't even know what page this is.
Oh, it doesn't.
Purpose of
is it saying or is it having your file in the signature and then click next?
It's asking me to initial. It first is asking me to click on yes or no, just like the drug and alcohol, and then it's asking me to initial. So when I move down to the next level that it says I need to initial, mm-hmm. it's talking about. Now, what did I say? Medical and billing record contains
okay.
information
I understand.
About HIV and AIDS. And the I understand that if my medical can something about AIDS, HIV, and or I agree to its release. So, yes, that would be a yes.
Got you.
Okay, so those are those. Are initial. The next okay. one deals with signature of patient or person representative who may request disclosure. So I can put my signature there.
Okay, got you.
If I can, let's see, did it work? Signature is horrible. Anyway.
It's okay, no worries.
The next thing talks about limited power of attorney signature. Okay. The next thing talks about, wants my initials, list all names used. And just initial it. Okay. I guess it jumped. I jumped to a different area. This copy is a valid as an original. Thank you for your prompt response. And then there's two more little boxes. Signature must be completed within box borders. Required signature. And required initials. And you gotta be able to read either one, but it's now I'm gonna hit the finish button.
If you okay. Gotcha. If you need me to read any of them off, just let me know.
You really needed to read the whole thing. I didn't really read, I scanned through it. Securely manage agreements with just one more step.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's now they're asking you to sign up. That's okay. I'm just going to read through these, make sure everything is correct. Mary K. Bradford, 9 Huntington. Okay. Got you. Everything should be good to go. Right now I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to come from a 949 number. It's going to have my name, my office hours, and my email. So if you have any questions for me between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me directly if you'd like. And then just be on the lookout for a phone call from me when I have to transfer you over to them directly, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. And then, yeah, well, you should be good to go for now. You can rest up, and then I'll reach out to you as soon as I get an update, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for speaking with me about this. I'm very, very sorry that this happened. If anything
your
else does come up,
your text came through.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you have any questions, just reach out to me, or if you need any assistance, we can assist you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.